This is SDPB News. I'm Susan Hansen. The nearly $4 billion Dakota Access Pipeline is officially in service. Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners, or ETP, announced today that the line carrying North Dakota oil through South Dakota and Iowa to a distribution point in Illinois has started shipping for customers. Four Native American tribes in the Dakotas are still fighting in court, hoping to persuade a judge to shut down the line. Tribes and environmental groups fear it might contaminate water. More than half a year of protests in North Dakota resulted in 761 arrests. And North Dakota's Public Service Commission is investigating whether ETP removed too many trees and shrubs and whether it improperly reported the discovery of Native American artifacts. No artifacts were disturbed. ETP says it didn't intentionally do anything wrong. If the three-member commission decides differently, the company could face tens of thousands of dollars in fines. In related news, two officials with the Standing Rock Sioux have been acquitted of disorderly conduct charges filed during early protests against the pipeline. Tribal Chairman Dave Archambault and Tribal Councilman Dana Yellowfat were arrested in August of last year for allegedly pushing back against a line of law enforcement officers. During their trial yesterday, both men said they were only trying to protect older tribal members. Jurors quickly returned not guilty verdicts. The state of South Dakota has released its education plan. The proposed plan for kindergarten through 12th grade education signals a month-long collection of public feedback, SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
In December 2015, the Every Student Succeeds Act replaced the No Child Left Behind Act as the federal standard for education. The ESSA requires each state to compile its own plan for how best to meet federal standards. After more than a year of conversations with parents, students, tribal representatives, and other stakeholders, the South Dakota Department of Education released its proposed plan to the public. Mary Static Smith is a spokesperson for the Department of Education. She says the overall goal of the plan is to make sure students are college, career, and life ready by high school graduation. That means looking at factors beyond basic test scores.
Another indicator would be attendance. You know, are the majority of students attending school on a regular basis? They can't learn if they're not there. We're also looking at growth. So you can also look at, okay, are students in a particular school actually growing in terms of their academic knowledge?
The ESSA also allows for a school quality indicator. That can take a variety of forms, from monitoring bullying behaviors to making schools more inclusive of Native American students.
What we plan to do at the beginning is to use our attendance or chronic absenteeism rate. But then what we want to do is pursue some sort of indicator around the idea of positive school climate, safe and healthy schools. So there were a lot of discussions about what does that look like, and we haven't figured it out, but we want to keep having those discussions.
The Department of Education is accepting public feedback on the plan through June 30th. A draft of the proposal and a link to provide comments is available at doe.sd.gov. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
In our South Dakota forecast today, warmer, high temperatures across the state, mainly in the 80s, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. In the Black Hills this afternoon, you can expect some isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, low temperatures across the state from 55 to 65 degrees, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies continuing, and in the far southeast this evening, an isolated evening thunderstorm.